Blog Talk Radio.
Today I have turned to Job, that's spelled J-O-B. It sounds like Job, but it's Job. And I have turned to chapter 31. So I will read maybe the first six chapters there. I want you to have your Bibles. Turn with me to Job chapter 31, and I will read as much as I can. I think I'll read verses 1 through 6 and leave it at that for you all to read afterwards if you want to, so you can get a better understanding of how I may read it. It says, I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? For what portion of God is there from above? And what is an inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Is not destruction to the wicked and a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity? And iniquity means wickedness or sin. Verse 4. Do not he see my ways and count all my steps? If I walked in vanity is like a lie or a falsehood or nothing. Or if my foot has hasted, that means hurried up or rushed to deceit. Verse 6. Let me be weighed in an even balance, and God may know my iniquity. And that's like he will find out he is blameless. I have read to you chapter 31, verses 1 through 6. From Job, I ask that our Father in heaven gives you hearing and sight and understanding to what has been read and what will be read today. So let us have a word of praise to our Heavenly Father right now. And if you want, you don't have to bow your head to look down. You can just look up or just thank him like that. Because I thank him in any way that I can. Most of the time, I do not bow my head and look down on the floor. I bow my head. I look straight up or I close my eyes and look straight. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. Even though it was hot outside, very hot, but I thank you for blessing me to live through it and do all the things that I had to do today. And I'm coming to say thank you, Father. Excuse me. I have to belch many times. I don't know. Whenever I come on this program, I just have to belch. But I'm praising you. I'm thanking you for giving me a sane, sound mind and good health. Satan has given me, tried to take me out 2 or 3 times, but you have been right there to bring me back. And I just thank you. I really thank you. Thank you for, again, for my health, for good health. And I'm thanking you for prosperity, although the prosperity may be that I am alive and talking to those people who have started listening to my program. I want to thank you for blessing me with those people who are following me. I just want to thank you. Thank you. And always, Father, lead me, lead my mind to say the right things. And I don't want, if I say something wrong, stop me and let me correct myself. I thank you for this great weather that we are having here in Detroit, Michigan, although it's hot. I thank you for not allowing natural disasters to come my way, although I hear thunder in the background just a few moments ago. Thank you for not allowing chemical disasters to come upon us. Thank you for that. And I thank you most of all for your son, Yeshua, better known as Jesus Christ. I say this prayer in his name. Hopefully it will get to you and you will say, she's doing well. That's what I want to hear when it's my time to go. You will tell me, come on in, well done, my good and faithful servant. And that's what I am to you. I say this quick prayer in Jesus' name, now as well as in Yeshua's name. Let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. You know that Sabbath starts in the evening time, and this is evening. So this is the Sabbath day. Today, this time, I view it as the Sabbath time. It starts from Friday evening, and it ends on Saturday evening around the same time. I ask you, sheep, to read the book of Deuteronomy, chapters 5. Just chapter 5, you read as many chapters as you want, but in chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, you'll find the Ten Commandments, as well as in Exodus chapter 20. There, you will find the Ten Commandments. Read it for yourself, especially the fourth commandment. It says to you keep it holy. The fourth, the Sabbath day, you to keep it holy. In most of you sheep, you're doing what you want to do. And when our Father comes, and it's your time to be, you might be saying, Father, I did what you told me to do, but you're wrong. You don't keep the holy day or the Sabbath day, the day that you are to keep it holy and rest. That's what you're to do. Now, I want you sheep to have what I tell you all the time, the three T's ready and handy. That's so that you can, that's for you. The three P's are your pen, paper, and pencil. I am old school, so these new gadgets that they have, notebooks and whatever else they have that they can take notes on and write on their pads, notepads. Well, I'm old school. I just use a pen, paper, and pencil. And that's what I ask that you have. And then come on with me to the book of Deuteronomy and find out something that we had not known before. I had read chapter 7 and verse 6 and 7, and it just flew right over my head where it says, we are the chosen ones. And it just flew over my head. You have, we're living in a nation where the people think that they are more than us. They say every kind of thing they want to us. And we don't say anything. At least I don't. And I look at them and I say, I just call them out of their name. I have to stop that. I'm letting them know my truth. Well, it is not true, because I say that so-and-so and so thank you better than me, when we are the chosen children of our Heavenly Father. They are not, and they're walking around as if they are. It brings me back to when I was in high school, they talked about progressive and recessive genes. We have the progressive genes. We don't have the lesser genes, the recessive. We are better than they are. And then 2 weeks ago, I received some mail about this white guy named Rudolph. He's a white man from Germany. And he says that he has heard that some of us are saying that white people are not human. And he said, you're correct. And that's what I think that I'm asking my Father now. Why did he put us with people who look like us, but they are different from us? They are not human. That's what this guy named Rudolph, this white guy, over in Germany says. And I looked it up on the computer. He actually says that white people are not human. And then I started questioning or asking myself, coming up with all these different answers. Why are they constantly looking for something in the ground? You know, the archaeologists. And then I think about the astronauts. Why are they trying to go up in space? Maybe they know that they are not human. It's just that we didn't know. Just like we didn't know, I didn't know. It says in the Bible, you are my people, my chosen ones. Read Deuteronomy, that's spelled Deuteronomy, chapter 7. And start reading in verse 6. And it say that we are his chosen people. I was shocked. I should have known that. because I read my Bible two times before. But I was reading, it was like a film or something was over my eye. I was reading and guess I didn't understand. But nonetheless, let us read in chapter 15. Now, they're talking about the forgiveness of debt. After 7 years, you're supposed to forgive that debt. Let me see what I wrote on the board. Debt cancellation every 7 years. That's in Deuteronomy 15. That's when you are to release your debt. It says, every creditor who has lent anything to his neighbor shall release it. He shall not require it of his neighbor or his brother, because it is called the Lord's release. Of a foreigner, you may require it, but your hand shall release what is owed by your brother, except when there may be no poor among you. So if there are no poor among you, Israelites, you're not supposed to release that. And many of you act as if you have not read the Bible. I'm telling you, read the Bible. And I really read it. And ask God for understanding. And he will give it to you. Because he has given me understanding. And, you know, when I was younger and reading it, I would read it maybe in 1 month. I would read the whole Bible. And I didn't know, I know, remembered something, but I didn't know that we were special. We were the chosen one. I didn't know that. And I don't want you to know that. You are better than those who are over you. You act like you are. Remember, you are our Father's in heaven, his children. He has chosen you out of all the people in this world. He has chosen you, and he gave you the land to possess in Israel. But our forefathers, they were too busy trying to do other things and not obey him. That's why we are in the position we are in. So let us dig us ourselves out of the hole and try to read this Bible. I'm trying to read it to you. Turn your books to Deuteronomy chapter 15. And as slow as I read, hopefully I will read it all for you within the next 27 minutes, as well as if I can get into reading chapter 16 of Deuteronomy, I will do that. Let's read. At the end of every 7 years, you shall make a release. And this is the manner of the release. Every creditor that lendeth something unto his neighbor, it says ought. That's anything unto his neighbor shall release it. He shall not require, or it says exact. That means to request or require it of his neighbor or of his brethren, because it is called the Lord's release. Of a foreigner, you may request it again, but that which is yours with your brethren, your hand shall release. Verse 4, same when there shall be no poor among you. So let me read that again. Verse 4, save when there be no poor among you, for the Lord shall greatly bless you in the land which the Lord your God giveth you for an inheritance to possess it. Only if it carefully, verse 5, let's read that again. Only if you carefully hearken, that means listen, unto the voice of the Lord your God to observe to do all these commandments which I command you this day. Excuse me, I got a bell shape. Sometimes I don't know why I do that. All the time when I'm reading to you, I don't know why. Verse 6, for the Lord your God blesses you as he has promised you, and you shall lend unto many nations, but you shall not borrow, and you shall reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over you. If there be among you a poor man of one of your brethren within you, any of your gates in the land which I, the Lord your God, giveth you, you shall not harden your heart nor shut your hand from your poor brother. I hope you understand that, see. So, if you know someone is really very poor, you're not to harden your heart or close your hand. If you got it, I usually try to give a dollar when the person asks me. But sometimes I don't because I'll be broke. I don't want to give my last dollar. But sometimes I do. Verse 8, but you shall open your hand wide unto him and shall surely lend him sufficient, you know, sufficient is enough for his needs in that which he wanted. Beware that there be not a thought in your heart, in your wicked heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release is at hand, and your eyes be evil against your poor brother, and you giveth him naught, that means nothing, or zero. And he cry unto the Lord against you, and it be sin unto you, you shall surely give him, and your heart shall not be grieved when you give it unto him, because that for his, this thing the Lord your God shall bless you in all your works and in all that you putteth your hands unto you, unto. Verse 11. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore, I command you, command means order, you, saying, thou or you shall open your hands wide unto your brother, the poor, and to the needy in your land. Verse 12. And if your brother, an Hebrew or a Hebrew woman, be sold unto you and serve you 6 years, then in the seventh year you shall let him go free from you. And when you sendeth him out from you, you shall not let him go away empty. So that reminds me of us. See, when we get ready, when our Father get us released from this land, and it's sometime in the book that I read, my history class said that we were brought here in over, our first slaves were brought to Jamestown in 1619. Well, guess what? This is 2019. And I forget if it was in July or June. Well, it couldn't have been June because June has passed. So probably sometime next month or within this year maybe or next year. Our Father will never forget. He told us that 400 years we were going to be a slave in the foreign land, and that has been true over in this land that we are in. And those foreigners who are getting permission to come over in this land, they're going to have to pay back as well. We are going to leave from this land rich, very wealthy, because we are the true Hebrews. And this is why we made them prosper. All of our hard work for nothing, they still haven't paid us to this day. When the foreigners come over, they put them in concentration camps when during World War II, and they put other people had them to work. And now, even when they bombed foreign countries, they paid them money. So they owe us. I heard it was a whole bunch. It was in the millions. So each one of us, because our fathers, forefathers were slaves, and they worked for nothing. Even my grandfather, well, he was a sharecropper for a while. But nonetheless, I need not talk about myself. I need to continue reading. Verse 13 says that we will not go away empty. Let me read 13 again. And when you send him out free from you, you shall not send him away empty. And that's why I'm thinking that when we leave this country, we're not going to go empty either. In fact, I think that we're going to watch them kill each other up. And then they're going to want to turn around and fight our Father in heaven. And that's going to be a big mistake. Number 14, thou shalt not furnish him liberally. That means furnish. Thou shalt not furnish. What does that mean? I think that means to. Thou shalt give. Furnish means to give him liberally. And liberally, that means freely. Out of your flock, out of your floor. Let me see. Hold on for a second. Your floor. Well, that's what it says. Let me start verse 14 again. You shall furnish him. That means to give him free, liberally. And liberally, that means free-hearted or freely, out of your flock and out of your floor and out of your wine press of that wherewith the Lord your God has blessed you, you shall give unto him. And thou shalt remember that thou was a bondsman and thus a slave over in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed you. That means he bought you. Therefore, I command you this thing today, and it shall be, if he says unto you, I will not go away from you because he loveth you and your house, because he will with thee, because he is well with you. Then thou shalt take an owl and thrust and an AUL, that's an owl, is like some type of needle point, and thrust it through his ear onto the floor. And that's like you're going to pierce his ear, and he shall be your servant forever and always. And also unto your maidservant you shall do likewise. It shall not seem hard unto you when you sendeth him away free from you, for he has been worth a double hired servant to you in serving 6 years. And the Lord your God shall bless you in all that you do. All the firstling males that come of thy herd and of thy flock, you shall sanctify, and sanctify these to bless or set apart or anoint unto the Lord your God. You shall do no work within the work with the firstling of your bullock, nor share the firstling of your sheep. Thou shalt eat it before the Lord your God year by year in the place which the Lord shall choose, thou, you and your household. And if there be any blemish therein, as if it is lame or blind or have any ill blemish, you shall not sacrifice it unto your Lord God. You shall eat it within your gates. The unclean and the clean person shall eat it alike, as the roebuck and as the hart. Both of those are deers. A roebuck is a deer, and a hart is a deer. Only you shall not eat the blood thereof. You shall pour it out upon the ground as water. Now, what do you not understand about that? Our Father is telling you not to eat the blood of that animal. You know, some folks say, I want it rare, but you are to get the blood out. You should say, well done, or make sure all of the blood is out of that animal. Why? Because the blood is the lifeline, and you don't want to have anything to do with that. Remember what I told you about Rudolph? He will eat stuff like that. And as well as our Father has told you what you should eat last week. I think you know you're not supposed to eat any fish that does not have fins and scales. And some of you go and get shrimp. Stop eating that. Lobster, you're not supposed to eat that. You want to be a follower of our Father in heaven. Don't eat as the other nations do. You are special unto him. So, excuse me, I had to burp again. I'm still burping. You understand. Lesson 15, it says, saying that you are to cancel your debt every 7 years with your brother or your neighbor, except for a foreigner. You can ask for it, but your brother, you're not supposed to ask for it, and you're supposed to forgive your debt. Now, let us sheep go into chapter 16. And, you know, the reason why I'm trying to get as much as far ahead, because I never know when our Father might call. And I want to have read to you sheep as much as possible, as much as I could during my lifetime. Hopefully, I will get a chance to read all of this Bible and start reading it again to you all before my Father calls me to be with the Lord. But if he calls me, whenever he calls me, I expect to go. I do not want to be one of those that he doesn't say, Sandra, come on in. Hopefully, he will say, come on in, girl. You had a hard time. You had a hard time. Come on in. Well and faithful servant. So let's start reading Deuteronomy chapter 16. I only have 9 minutes left, so let us read as much as possible. Observe the month of April. It's called Abib. A-B-I-B. That's April. And keep the Passover unto the Lord your God. So what is it you don't understand? When I was in the Baptist church, I didn't remember keeping the Passover. For in the month of April, Abib, the Lord your God brought you forth out of Egypt by night. Do you understand that sheep? When did you come out of Egypt? You came out at night. I can hear the thunder roaring now. There shall therefore sacrifice. Verse 2, I'll start again. Thou, you shall sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord your God of the flock and of the herd in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there. You shall eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, therefore, with even the bread of affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste. That means in a hurry, that you mayest remember the day when you came out, you came forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of your life. Therefore, there shall be no leavened bread seen in with you in all your coasts, even your coast 7 days, neither shall there be anything of the flesh which thou sacrifice in the first day at evening, remain all night unto the morning. Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of your gates, which the Lord your God giveth thee, but at the place which the Lord your God shall choose to place his name in, there you shall sacrifice the Passover at even at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou comest forth out of Egypt. So you should cook your meat or barbecue your meat at evening time when you're celebrating the sacrifice or coming out of for the Passover. You should celebrate at evening time. I just learned that. Verse 7, and thou shalt roast and eat it in the place which the Lord your God shall choose, and you shall turn in the morning and go into your tent. 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread, And on the seventh day, you shall be a Sabbath. That means a sacred assembly to the Lord your God. Thou shalt do no work within. 7 weeks shalt thou number unto the Lord. Begin the number the 7 weeks from which time as you beginnest to put the sickle, and that means like that's like an axe or a knife or a blade to cut the corn. So in 7 weeks you have to cut the corn. That's what I'm reading. And thou shalt keep the feast of weeks unto the Lord. A good time. God, let me read verse 10 again. And thou shalt keep the feast of weeks unto the Lord thy God with a tribute of a free will offering of thy hand, which thou shalt give unto the Lord your God, according to the days your God has blessed you. Oh, well, I am going to stop after I read verse 11 to you, because I have 3 minutes now. Thou shalt rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your sons and your daughters and thy manservant and your maidservant and the Levite that is within your gates, and the stranger and the fatherless and the widows that are among you in the place which the Lord your God has chosen to place his name there. So I am going to circle number 12. This is where I'm leaving off. And I will expect to see you all Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. when I come back to finish reading chapter 16, starting at verse 12, and then I'll go on to read chapter 17. I want you all to read it for yourselves so you will have an understanding of what I have read to you beforehand, so you will know as well as I what I am about to read. Let us say a quick closing prayer to our Father in heaven. Father, we want to thank you for your protection day and night from the evil one. The evil one is called Satan and his followers. Thank you for keeping us safe. And Satan is getting mad because his time is near. He is doing so much unusual things. Bless us, Father, to continue in your word. No matter what people are saying about us, we believe in you. I believe in you. As in James chapter 4 and verse 15 says, if it's the Lord's will, and if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with your sheep next Tuesday at 11 a.m. I thank you. In Jesus' name, better known, well, in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. Listen, sheep, I want you to go to Google Play, iTunes, Apple Play, and purchase this record that my nephew produced, one of my nephews. Anyway, it is called High and Lifted Up. I want you to go purchase it. Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play. And I thank you all for listening. I thank you for purchasing his ticket. Chicago, you should purchase it too. He's one of your graduates from Columbia College. So when he's playing on this record, you should know he's playing because he plays well. You can tell the difference. He's an educated person, young person too. I'm so proud of him. Thank God. Oh, I meant to turn my record on. And I am going to turn it on right now. If it'll come on. Remember, Shane, who loves you? Yeah, you're so right. God loves you. And I love you too.
Father, help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road and teach them to love one another that heaven might find.
Jesus
is love.